The hallways at Diverse and Resilient on Milwaukee's north side are lined with portraits. Each bears the face of a person diagnosed with HIV. In a meeting room, Executive Director Gary Hollander is scribbling notes on a large smart board. He and a couple others are strategizing about how to reach more young, gay, African-American men to make sure they're aware of the risk of HIV and AIDS.
What's coming to mind as some logical places to be going to, or what have we already thought of?
The first thing that comes to mind is the pageants or house parties.
Pageants, meaning drag contests held at nightclubs.
There's not a lot of places where you can meet African-American, gay, or bisexual men.
That's 24-year-old Christopher Allen. He's one of dozens of gay black men the nonprofit agency is training to go into the community to advocate safe sex and testing for the virus. Allen spends much of his time scouring Facebook and other social media, looking for house parties. He says they can be popular places to reach underage young people. The group also takes its message to the bars. I stopped in a half dozen on Milwaukee's near south side, including Fluid. It was noisy and packed, but I did not notice the younger demographic the agency is desperate to reach. Many patrons seem 40-something, including Maurice Perry. He suspects there probably are a lot of young African-American gay men practicing unsafe sex because they feel invincible.
They have this no-fear attitude. In the 80s, everybody was fearful and were careful just with different partners or just having sex, period. Now, if you ask a young kid, it's scary because they feel that if they get it, they can just take drugs and they'll be fine.
Perry says he works in the medical field and it has made strides in creating drug cocktails to keep full-blown AIDS at bay. But he believes those advancements have given people in their teens and 20s a false sense of security. I continued my way down the strip of bars looking to find young black men and struck out at several places. Finally, at BTW, a nightclub in the 3rd Ward, I met 25-year-old Mark Patrick. He told me he was not aware that HIV infections have increased significantly among African-American gay men such as him. But Patrick guesses that a lack of education might be a contributor.
In a young society, it's okay to have unprotected sex, and they are not aware of the value of getting tested, wearing condoms, and protecting yourself as well as your partner.
Patrick says he came out when he was still in high school and is grateful he's had the support of family members.
At first it was hard, but like a week or two, you know, they realized I was still me and, you know, they educated me, you know.
And Patrick says while he hasn't had a partner in a long time, he gets tested frequently.
I have had relationships in the past, so I think every 6 months you should go and get your, even if you're not doing anything, every 6 months, go get tested.
Also here tonight is the owner of BTW, Dominic Kissinger. He says he usually stocks the restrooms with condoms and safe sex literature, but the supply has run out. In July, he plans to sponsor an event aimed largely at younger people.
Your hormones are going to get the best of you, whether you're in college, high school, it doesn't matter, but do it smartly. Yes, you can't get anybody pregnant. That does not mean you can't get something that will eventually affect the rest of your life.
Kissinger says he will also ask a local STD clinic to provide on-site testing. Testing will be a key to bringing down HIV numbers, according to Diverse and Resilience, Gary Hollander.
At Pride Fest, we tested 8 times the number of African-American men who got tested there. One of the fundamental pieces about reducing transmission rates is for gay and bisexual men to know their status.
Because then, Hollander says, they can adjust their behavior so they don't infect others and seek medical treatment. The Centers for Disease Control recently granted Milwaukee $4 million to continue prevention efforts. Hollander says his group eventually plans to reach out to other parts of the population, including older gay black men. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.